Stillman and Company is delivered by TriStar Moving, ESPN 1025 The Game. Caroline Fenton, Ian are both with us. Tom Brady fired a rocket. And we'll learn more about this on Friday. Because apparently HBO has a LeBron James show called The Shop. And I guess these are just guys sitting in the barbershop talking. And the only reason I know that this exists is because I think like 2 or 3 years ago, Nick Saban started some barbershop conversation at Alabama, and LeBron threatened to sue Alabama over using the barbershop idea, and Nick Saban just said, no, we're not going to stop doing what we're doing. So, sorry, LeBron. And that was like a day-long story like 2 years ago. But,
did LeBron James invent barbershops?
I'm sure he thinks he did.
Okay.
So, more importantly, Tom Brady is going to be a guest on one of these shows. I'll say this, and Tom Brady knows this too. You have a show like that, you get Tom Brady on it, it's going to get everybody's attention. Just like when he did his sit down with Oprah, just like when he went on with Howard Stern, just like if Brady does it, it's going to get attention, and Brady knows it. The second thing I know about Brady is he knows every time he says something, he knows exactly what he's saying. And he knows exactly how it's going to be used. And he knows exactly how people are going to interpret everything he says with every possible angle. And so he's pretty savvy when it comes to deciding what comes out of his mouth. And so this is, how long is the clip, Ian? Like 4 seconds?
5.
5 seconds. This is to highlight the new season. The Brady sit down is Friday night on HBO. But this is what they use. This is a great tease in our business, which is something you say in order to get people to keep listening or to get people interested. And this certainly worked across the country, but especially here. And this is what Tom Brady said. And this is all we know until we watch the show on Friday. Take a listen.
One of the teams, they weren't interested at the very end. I was thinking, you're sticking with that mother.
That's it. But for me, that's all I needed to hear. And I think he's talking about Tannehill. Now, we kicked it around.
Mm-hmm.
Today, we came up with Jimmy Garoppolo as the other option. Because it's not Derek Carr. Like, basically, this is the way I read the Brady situation. And this is going back a year and a half, but I think I can do it because, well, Ian, we probably talked about this for
a while.
I mean, we really, like, every day talked about this. Which is what any major market radio program should do when it involves the quarterback and the greatest player of all time at the same time. But Brady was leaving New England, and we didn't know that, but it's now obvious Brady was never going back, okay? So then you would say, all right, what team is ready to succeed right now for Tom Brady to go to? Nobody talked about Tampa Bay. Like, there was a huge quarterback carousel. Cam Newton gone in Carolina. Ryan Tannehill, a free agent here. Andy Dalton gone in Cincinnati. We knew they were going to draft a quarterback. Miami didn't have a quarterback. The Chargers didn't have a quarterback. Indianapolis didn't have a quarterback. I mean, this was, for a bunch of different reasons, like the quarterback carousel, where it was a real, not just like one guy, Carson Wentz, is unhappy, but like everything was moving last year. And so the favorites for Brady almost the whole time were the Titans, the Colts, and the Raiders. And then it came out later that Brady had approached the 49ers, and the 49ers thought about it, but then they decided they were going to stick with Jimmy, which is why it does make sense that he could be talking about Jimmy. I think he's talking about Tannehill. And I think he's talking about Tannehill for two reasons. One is, I think Brady wanted to come here. I think Brady wanted to be here first. You can convince me San Francisco because he's from there and that was the team he grew up rooting for. And we remember his mom had cancer. And so you could convince me maybe San Francisco. But they were openly flirting with the Titans. Remember the Syracuse basketball game where Brady and Edelman were FaceTiming Mike Vrabel on national television? They were openly flirting with Tom Brady. John Robinson at the Combine gave a full-fledged endorsement to bringing Derrick Henry back, was not so poignant when it came to Ryan Tannehill. I think there was some flirting going on. And I'm not here to accuse anybody of tampering, But I know that it happens in the NFL. And I know that Tom Brady and Mike Vrabel are friends. And I believe Vrabel went with Brady to the Kentucky Derby. And it just, it all started to kind of seem, it started to seem like Brady, I believe in my heart, Brady wanted to come here. And the Titans told him, look, man, we're sticking with Tannehill. And they used the Brady thing, and they didn't comment through back channels about, no, we're going to go with Tannehill. He's younger. He fits what we do. You know, we're committed to this style of play. He saved our season. He beat Brady. The Titans didn't say that through those back channels, the Diana Russinis and those kind of people, because they needed Brady out there as a negotiating tool for Tannehill. I believe that. The second reason I think he's talking about Tannehill is because I think Brady thinks Tannehill sucks. Now, Brady's never said he thinks Tannehill sucks. Brady will never go on the record ever and tell you that he thinks Ryan Tannehill sucks.
Then why do you think that?
Why do I think he thinks he sucks?
Yeah.
Because he only beat him for about 10 years in a row. So after having played him in Miami for all those years.
Tom Brady beat a lot of quarterbacks.
Right. But I mean, and he probably thinks a lot of quarterbacks suck. You know what I mean? Like, I think he thinks, if you were to tell him, hey, Kansas City, look, we're not interested, we're going with Patrick Mahomes. I think Brady gets that. I think Brady would understand. I think Brady would probably look at Mahomes or Rodgers or Drew Brees or Russell Wilson, or he'd look at those guys and say, oh, yeah, that's fine. I think he thinks Tannehill sucks. He beat his rear end in Miami all those years. He lost a playoff game against Tannehill, in which Tannehill threw for 80-something yards. Like, I think he thinks Tannehill's not very good. I think he looks back and says, you're picking Ryan Tannehill over me? I think we have to remove ourselves from the fact that Ryan Tannehill is the starting quarterback of the Titans and that we all like Ryan Tannehill. Like, take that, move that to the side. Ryan Tannehill 2 years ago was traded for a fourth round pick to be a backup. Not one of 32 teams in the league wanted Ryan Tannehill to be their starting quarterback. Just as an example, the Indianapolis Colts dealt a third round pick and what is likely to be a first round pick for Carson Wentz. Matthew Stafford cost two first round picks. People did not want Tannehill. And I just, as much as we want to believe that Tannehill is the guy and that Tannehill can take this team to the Super Bowl, I think there are a lot of people around the country that don't think you can do that with Tannehill. And I think people here get mad when somebody like me questions the idea of if you can do that with Tannehill. I like Tannehill. I believe in Tannehill. I think Tannehill's better than Vince Young. I think Tannehill's better than Jake Locker. I think he's better than Mariota. I think he's better than Matt Hasselbeck was at the end of his career. This doesn't really matter. We're talking about Tom Brady, the greatest quarterback of all time. We also now know that Brady has the scoreboard in his favor. That Brady can look at anybody who turned him down and pretty much say, screw you, because he just won the Super Bowl again. So he's got the receipts. It's easy to talk that kind of talk when you win. Now, the thing I'll give Brady credit for is that Brady, you know, he'll talk the same trash when he's losing. But I think he's talking about Tannehill. Now, the Brady-Garoppolo thing is interesting because they worked together for so long in New England. They have the same agent, Don Yee. And I believe Garoppolo did the TB12 thing. But we also know that Garoppolo was kind of the bone of contention between Brady and Belichick. That Bill wanted to go to Garoppolo. Brady didn't like having Jimmy over his shoulder. Okay, San Francisco is his hometown team. We know he wanted to go there after he didn't want to, after here had said no thank you. I mean, I think Tampa Bay was Brady's fourth choice. And I think Brady wanted, this is the way I would rank it, according to me. Now, again, I don't know personally how Brady felt, but I think he wanted to go Tennessee 1, Indy 2, San Francisco 3, Tampa Bay 4. And I think he looked at San Francisco as kind of an outside shot anyways because they had just gone to the Super Bowl. Like, you can rip on Garoppolo all you want, but Garoppolo had just taken them to the Super Bowl. I think that's a rocket shot at the Titans. I think it's a rocket shot at Tannehill. I think Brady thought, I think Vrabel and Robinson knew the whole time Brady was gone at the end of the year. And I think their ace in the hole was when they moved on from Mariota, okay, we're going to put Tannehill in, and at the end of the year, we're going to go sign Tom Brady. So we're not going to be very good this year. We're going to have a good pick next year. We're going to be able to get a good player with that pick. We're going to have a bunch of cap space, as was expected at that time, and then we're going to go get Tom Brady. And then Ryan Tannehill threw a giant wrench into it by playing better than anybody expected. But that doesn't mean that Tom Brady didn't look at Ryan Tannehill and think to himself, you're taking that, I don't know what Brady called him, you're taking that over me? And I think there's some validity to it. And I'm the only person, me, Darren McFarlane, Steve Lehman at Channel 5, were the only people in town that after Brady won the Super Bowl said, maybe we should be a little skeptical here. Like, maybe we should go back to that. Oh, yeah, Tannehill over Brady, which I was in favor of. And, like, maybe we should say, doesn't look good for old Tannehill. But I do think, again, Ian, if you could play that clip for me one more time. This is, again, a tease for Brady's sit-down conversation at the shop on HBO. Here's what Brady said.
One of the teams, and they weren't interested at the very end. I was thinking, you're sticking with that mother.
I think he's talking about Tannehill. When I first heard it, until you brought up Garoppolo, I thought he was for sure talking about Tannehill. Now I will say 85% Tannehill, 15% Garoppolo.
See, I totally think that it is a possibility that he could be talking about Tannehill. It makes sense. All of the receipts match up. But I think the emotional investment that Tom Brady and Jimmy G have with one another, and that they work together, and that there are so many tie-ins there, like, that felt like an emotionally charged statement. And I don't think Tom Brady has any real beef with Ryan Tannehill other than the fact that he wanted to play here, and he doesn't play here because Ryan Tannehill plays here.
See, I think
it was about Jimmy G.
I don't think it's about beef. I think Brady thinks whoever he's talking about, whether it's Garoppolo or Tannehill, and this is why it could be either. I don't think it's about beef with the guy. I think he thinks the guy sucks. Like, I think Brady looks at whoever he's talking about, whether it's Garoppolo or Tannehill, and I think he thinks, that guy sucks. And for Tom Brady, it's easy to say that. Like, it is easy for Tom Brady to have beaten Ryan Tannehill, like, 8-2 or whatever it is, over a 7-year period, to just mop the floor with him, lose one time in the playoffs, when your crap receivers stink, and then look at Tannehill and think, that guy kind of sucks. Like, it's easy for Brady to do that, and I think he does.
But
I think he thinks Tannehill sucks.
I don't think he would be so butthurt about it. If
but see,
he
that's
thinks
not
Tannehill.
It. I keep going back to this. You think that this is like some anger about, like, oh, I don't like him.
Well, you don't call someone an MF-er if you don't have any sort of emotional investment toward
them. Unless you think he sucks. Like, unless you think he sucks, like, let's say you're a basketball team and you are trying to find the missing link in the NBA right now, and your general manager and coach come to you. You're one of these superstars, right? Who's a superstar that's got no good players on the team? Damian Lillard. You're Damian Lillard, and you're in Portland, and every NBA player has in their back pocket the fact that they can just pick up and leave if they're not happy. And so Damian Lillard can send out the signals of, like, you better find me some players or I'm leaving. And so Portland goes out and they search and they try to find a star player and they say, we got you one. Ben Simmons.
Oh boy.
And Damian Lillard's sitting there saying, you brought me that MF-er? Like, that guy can't even hit a free throw. It has nothing to do with the beef. And I have no idea about any of, like, the relationship.
Yeah,
but like, that has nothing to do with the beef. That has to do with the fact that you think that that guy's not good. And I think we get too caught up around here. And this just thinking that Ryan Tannehill is great. Like, it's like the second that you mention that Tannehill might not be great, that in order to beat all the quarterbacks that everybody out there wants them to beat is he that good? And every time we start talking about, oh yeah, add Julio Jones, Super Bowl. Are you better than Mahomes in Kansas City now? Are you better than Rodgers? Are you better than, can you be better than those guys? Can you, like, I have those questions. And every time I have those questions, people get mad at me. I like Tannehill. I do. And I think this team is a playoff team, and I need more than 165 yards in the playoff game against the Ravens. I need more than that because that's what championship quarterbacks do. And Brady, I don't know if we know this, is a championship quarterback. So here he is as a championship quarterback going to the Titans saying, hey, I'd like to play for you guys. And the Titans being like, ah, Tom, we love you. I mean, again, these are two guys that know him pretty well in Robinson and Vrabel.
Mm-hmm.
We love you, but we're going with Ryan Tannehill. And you tell that to Tom Brady, and he's probably thinking, Ryan Tannehill? He sucks. So I think he's talking about Tannehill. What do we think? Let's take your phone. 615-737-1025 is the phone number. And if you think you're getting any more context clues out of that sit-down on Friday night, I would be stunned. I think that is it. And I don't think Brady...
I think that is tease of the year, and I think that people are going to tune into that show just to see the full response.
But I don't think he gives you anything more than that.
No, not until it's released.
That's what I think it is. No, I'm telling you, I don't think when it's released he gives you anything.
Oh, you don't think so?
No. I think there's almost no context behind that other than just that feeling. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Do you think Brady basically fired off a rocket shot at Tannehill today? Do you think he roasted Tannehill? 615-737-1025. And then here's the other question I want to get to. Is it wrong for Tom Brady to feel that way? 615-737-1025, Stillman & Company. We're live from the WholeSonic Studio, powered by RumbleOn.com, here on ESPN 1025 The Game. Go to thegamenashville.com, check out Nashville's best deals. Deals happening now include $50 Bad Axe throwing gift card for only $25. Buy one, get one free to Beach Bend Park and Splash Lagoon. And a $20 Grain and Berry gift card for only $10. Get yours now while they last at thegamenashville.com. Stillman & Company, it's ESPN 102.5 The Game. We're streaming on the Game Nashville app.
Obviously, the media kind of ran wild with, like, the Tom Brady to the Titans speculation. And then, like, then you get signed to, like, a lucrative new deal, like, right on the tail end of that. Like, what was that like for you, kind of, like, hearing the speculation during that process, man?
Yeah, I really didn't know, you know, what was going to happen. You know, obviously, I knew – we were in negotiations and kind of working on it, but you know, you don't know as a player, you don't know if those things are real, if they're, you know, trying to play both sides of the coin or what. I just tried to you know, stay true to the things I believed in and lean on the people that I love and just kind of trust the process. You know, I knew if they wanted me back, then we were going to get it worked out, and if they wanted to sign Tom, then they probably would have signed Tom. So, you know, I try not to lean or listen too much to it. Obviously, I was aware of the situation. I knew it could be happening, but I wasn't, you know, sitting at home stressed, you know, what could happen. Cause at that point it's really kind of out of my hands. And, you know, I'm thankful the way it worked out. I was excited to be back. I wanted to be back. I like the guys and I love the guys on the team. I like the direction that this program is headed up, what we did last year and how I think we can build on that, you know, going into my year too with this team. So obviously excited to be back, but yeah, I wouldn't say that it was nerve-wracking day by day or anything like that.
First of all, I don't believe that. Now, that was like a year and a half ago. That was Tannehill. And the question was, you're negotiating with the Titans. You were their quarterback. You got them to the AFC Championship game. And now you hear all these rumors about Tom Brady. How do you deal with it? And for a guy who said he didn't pay much attention to it, he had a lot to say about it.
For a guy
who doesn't say much publicly, Ian, that was a long clip. How long was that Tannehill clip?
With the question, it was a minute and 23 seconds.
Ryan Tannehill does not talk for a minute and 23 seconds. Now, again, there was a question in there, so let's shave off 20 seconds. Ryan Tannehill does not usually talk that long about something. Now, he's not Derrick Henry, but he really doesn't say much. So I think that I think Tannehill thought about it all the time. Now, again, the question is, in the tiny little snippet tease that the shop on HBO showed with their sit down with Tom Brady, he talked about a team not being interested in him and said, you're going with that MF-er over me. And I think he's talking about Tannehill. Now, again, he could have been talking about Jimmy Garoppolo, which we have thrown out there. But let me ask this question. Is Brady wrong to think that if that's how he feels about Tannehill? And again, taking his use of the word MF-er and kind of making it with the connotation that Brady thinks that that guy's not Tom Brady. Like that guy is, like, you're going with that guy? Like, I think we've all been there, right? Like we've dated somebody or we've liked somebody who liked somebody else or dated somebody else after us. And you're like, you're dating them? Like that's who you're dating?
That MF-er?
You like that person? ain't got no issue with that person. But it's like, that's who you like? And so going back to Brady here, is Brady wrong? Let's just say it is Tannehill. Is Brady wrong for thinking that? Because I am convinced that the Titan fan base wants to hear none of it. Whenever you bring up the possibility that Ryan Tannehill is not the future league MVP, Super Bowl MVP, that when you bring up the possibility that Ryan Tannehill may be good enough to get you into the playoffs and may be good enough to be a game manager and may be good enough to run things the right way, that he's never going to be good enough to put you over the top. It is an insecurity that I have that I'm willing to admit that I am worried that Tannehill is not good enough to do that. Now, I love Tannehill, but I am worried that he is not good enough to get this team over the hump. As I said, there's going to come a point in time where Tom Brady would get his team out of a bad situation in a playoff game and win it for them. When will that moment happen for Tannehill, and when will he win it for the Titans? When will he go on the road in the playoffs and throw for 320 and outduel some other really good quarterback? Now, Garoppolo's kind of in the same boat, so it could be Garoppolo, but just, again, assuming that this is Tannehill, is Brady wrong for thinking that, if that is in fact how he feels about Ryan Tannehill?
No, he's not wrong for thinking that at all. And this isn't to say that Ryan Tannehill is a bad quarterback or that we agree with Tom Brady's sentiment. It's just saying that Tom Brady feels and knows that Ryan Tannehill is not at the level of Tom Brady. And there are a lot of quarterbacks not at the level of Tom Brady. So no, I don't think he's in the wrong at all for thinking that, because, you know, let's just think hypothetically, if you want a job and you feel like the person who got the job is so much more underqualified than you, you're going to be really annoyed about it. You're going to say, I deserve that job. I should get that job. So no, he's not wrong. It's natural to think that.
There are people in sports media who get jobs, and I like my job. So I'm not like actively like campaigning for other jobs, but I see guys who are on the sidelines right now, and I see some guys who are getting hired, and I'm embarrassed. Like, I'm embarrassed when I see certain people get hired for certain jobs, and I see it and I'm like, what? And I think that's the same feeling Tom Brady had. If Tom Brady did in fact have a tampered conversation with Mike Vrabel, let's go around the room. Who thinks Vrabel and Brady tampered? I vote yes. Caroline?
Yeah.
Ian?
I'd say probably most likely, yeah.
Okay. So let's say Brady and Tannehill had a tampered conversation in which Vrabel delivered the news to Brady that they were going to sign Ryan Tannehill. That, like, look, Tom, we love you, but we're going to sign Ryan Tannehill. And I'm guessing this came down at the last possible second because, again, nothing got out through the back channels of the media, not through Jeff Darlington. Like, not through the Brady sources, the Jeff Darlingtons, or I'm trying to think of who else is kind of in Brady's pocket. I mean, I really think Darlington is like the official Brady correspondent. And we had Darlington on the show. And Darlington was like, yeah, he wants to go to Tennessee. And I remember that and thinking, you know, and Floyd was very skeptical of it because he's skeptical of everybody. But I remember hearing that and thinking, okay, maybe he's in play here. Maybe Brady is in play for the Titans. And then we saw how it all shook out, and it was, he's probably definitely in play. So I think that, again, there was no back channel talk through the Titans about, no, they're committed to Tannehill, because they wanted to use that as a negotiating tool with Tannehill. They wanted basically to say to Tannehill, oh, you think you're so good, you think you deserve top of the market money, which he did not get. You think you deserve top of the market money? Well, there's other quarterbacks we can go get. Whereas I think Tampa Bay played it as, like, we're fine if Jameis is our quarterback, but, like, we can also, if we get somebody better, we're going to do it. Indianapolis was like, no, we're going for Rivers. Like, that was a very quick, we're going for Rivers. And I think the Chargers were in the mix for Brady, but nobody thought they were any good. So he wasn't interested in going there, and that's why they had to draft a quarterback. But, again, I keep looking at the Titans and Brady, and I keep thinking that I think Brady probably had the reaction, if this is in fact what happened, when Vrabel called him and said, we're going with Tannehill, or when Tom got alerted to the fact that Ryan Tannehill was signing an extension with the Titans and thus taking the Titans out of the mix, I think Brady thought that, if, regardless of whether or not he's talking about Garoppolo, I think Brady thought, you can give Ryan Tannehill $29.5 million. Like, really going to, you're going to do that for Ryan Tannehill?
See, to me, the frustration almost feels like for Brady would be more on the coach and front office than the player.
No, for right? sure. Right, yeah. right. And that's, and you hear in the tone of my voice, like the, you're going to take Ryan Tannehill over me?
And
like the, yeah. your is not talking bad about Tannehill.
It's just more the right. frustration of why would you do that kind of thing. Yeah.
Right. It's, especially if the conversation's with Vrabel. Especially if it's Vrabel who is, yeah, Tom, we're going with Ryan Tannehill over you. Like, what the hell, Mike?
Well, like, he would probably think that about any quarterback, probably, right? At this point, if you're right, Tom Brady.
But the relationship between Brady and Vrabel, for Brady and Vrabel, to look
and
at
the
Vrabel
flirting
say,
they did.
I put three rings on your fingers, Mike. Like, you have a job in the NFL as a head coach because of me. You were a special teams guy in Pittsburgh. You signed a deal with the Patriots. You got there the same time I got there, and I put three rings on your fingers. And you're going to go with Ryan Tannehill? Like, that's where I think the frustration comes. I think Ian's right. I think it is at the coach and the GM. I mean, I don't think the frustration is with Tannehill. But I think the underlying message is, you know, if we were to boil it all down to its, like, base theory here, is that if Brady is talking about Tannehill, and I think he is, it's that Tom Brady thinks Ryan Tannehill sucks. And that Tom Brady, I can see what I'm saying, and people are going to get mad because people get mad at me all the time. All I'm saying is I think Tom Brady's right to think that. Like, I think Tom Brady can look at this and say, dude, that guy stinks. I beat his butt from 2012 to 2018. I beat his butt. He got me in 19 in a playoff game where I had no good receivers and Julian Edelman dropped the ball that would have changed the entire game. And now I went to Tampa Bay with good players and won the Super Bowl. He threw for 165 yards and an interception against the Ravens. And you're going with that guy over me? I mean, with Garoppolo, outside of his missed throw in the Super Bowl to Emmanuel Sanders, his biggest issue has been that he's hurt. Like, it's not that he can't play, although I'm not, you know, I don't think he's great. But it's he's been hurt. With Tannehill, I think there is skepticism outside of Nashville, Tennessee, that the guy may not be that good. Now, I think there's some other guys that just love him. Like, just, like, I think John Gruden loves Ryan Tannehill. I wonder if Gruden would have punted on Derek Carr to sign Tannehill if the Titans had taken Brady. But I think then there are some people that just think Tannehill sucks. That are like, hey, you know, he's a great guy, he's a great leader in Miami, good guy. I mean, come on now. Like, you're going to try to go to Arrowhead and win a playoff game with him? You know, you can take Tom Brady into Lambeau Field and beat the Packers. Jury's out on Tannehill with that. Then again, you did take Tannehill into Foxborough, you beat Tom Brady. 615-737-1025. We'll get to your phones, your reaction on this again. Is Brady ripping on Tannehill? I vote yes. 615-737-1025 is our phone number here on Stillman and Company. Boy, you got to love it when you just, Tannehill gossip is the best. Because nobody has anything bad to say about him. Nashville SC fans, join ESPN 94.9 tonight from 7 to 8 for Nashville SC Backstage, featuring Nashville SC players and coaches. Nashville SC Backstage is brought to you by Camarena Tequila, the official tequila of Nashville SC. Stillman and Company, it's ESPN 102.5 The Game, and we're streaming on the Game Nashville app.
Oh my God, quickly. So my buddy who does radio down in sports radio down in Nashville, he just ran one too a couple of weeks ago. Who would you rather quarterback the Titans in 2020?
Don't say this.
Ryan Tannehill or Tom Brady?
Don't say this. Hold on. Wait.
I bet the numbers are similar.
Yeah, based on your tone. Go.
Tannehill got 64.6% of the vote.
Stupid. What is the matter with everybody?
Oh, see, God. Now that is stupid because Tannehill's a bum. Or close to it. He's average. He's an average player. Like, the fact that they ate that crap up in Tennessee tells you they just got caught up in it. At least, you know, Jimmy G played the full season and they traded for him. And
64.6%. What a, come on.
Would you please?
Oh, my God.
I think Tannehill last year was sort of in the perfect role. He's a good backup.
Lightning in a bottle.
How do they not see it?
Boston Sports Radio last year. This is a true story, okay? So that is my favorite show in the country, Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub in Boston. And I was sick as a dog. Like, this was when, before, like, you couldn't just get a COVID test. And it was March of last year, 2020, And the Brady and Tannehill thing is like front and center. And I remember it was at Bridgestone Arena when I started feeling sick. The Predators got housed by Edmonton that night, and the tornado hit, and then the pandemic shut everything down a week later. And I had the flu. But this was at the time where, like, you didn't know if it was that virus, you know, the coronavirus or whatever, and you couldn't just get a test. So I'm, like, sitting there, like, just on the couch, just dead. And I'm watching their show, because it's my favorite show outside of this show. And they were talking about how fans in San Francisco said they would go for Jimmy G over Brady. And fans in New York said they would go for Daniel Jones over Brady.
Daniel Jones.
And we had run a poll here on the show about Brady and Tannehill. And so when I heard that, I'm sitting on the couch watching the show because it's simulcast on television, watching it. And I sent it in to my buddy, who's the update guy. I send that into him. And I'm like, oh, you guys are going to get a load out of this. Literally hit send on my phone. 5 seconds later, I hear that. Oh, my God. My buddy who does sports radio in Nashville, he said it. And they were like, oh, no. And I was laughing, sitting there like with congested chest just and all that. But this goes to say, like, I think people outside of here don't think Ryan Tannehill's that good. So when Tom Brady says, you know, you're going with that MF-er over me, I think he's talking about Tannehill, and I think he means it. And I think Tannehill does need to do more. Like, am I the only person in town who thinks that? Like, it's like, oh, my God, how dare you criticize Ryan Tannehill and his inability to win this team a playoff game? How dare you? How dare you criticize the fact that in a league where everybody's trying to throw for 400 yards a game, you want Tannehill to throw for 223, and you don't expect Tom Brady to look at it like, you want that guy over me. Like, Mike, I put 3 rings on your finger. I got you the ball in the end zone when you would come in and play tight end for the Patriots. And you're going with that guy over me. And I think there are so many Titan fans out there that do not want to hear it about the possibility that Tannehill is one rung below what they need out of him.
See, I think Titans fans... Some, not all. I think some Titans fans can acknowledge the fact that Ryan Tannehill is not the best and is not close to being the best quarterback in the NFL. I think they know that. But I think Titans fans have been so starved for a competent quarterback for so long. It's like if you dated someone really bad and then you meet someone new and they open the car door for you and you're like, oh my God, this is the nicest person I've ever met. I'm going to marry this person. So I think it's like that. They're like, you know, Ryan Tannehill is not the best quarterback ever. But he's not terrible. He doesn't fumble the snap every game. So we're okay with it.
I don't think, I think it's this. Like, I get caught up in it too. I love Tannehill.
He's a good guy.
Like, I want, but that's
he
not why.
He's a good guy.
That's not why I get caught up in it. I get caught up in it on that third down throw against Jacksonville when he gets his head knocked off and just lays it into Adam Humphrey's arms for a touchdown. I get caught up in it and the drive against Kansas City to win the game where he runs for it on third down, hits Firkser over the middle, hits Humphrey's in the end zone for the game-winning touchdown. I get caught up with it against a trash Texans team when he throws the ball down the field to A.J. Brown on a beautiful long ball to set up the game-winning kick. I get caught up in it. I get caught up in it. I do. That Oakland game a couple of years ago where Tannehill made one mistake, and the one mistake he made, he ended up making up for by knocking the crap out of the guy. I get caught up in it just like all of you. But when effectively analyzing the 2021 Tennessee Titans and thinking about the Super Bowl, not thinking about can they win the division, can they be relevant, I just come to this, and I it's a question. It's not. I'm not saying Tannehill can't do it. Because I do believe in Tannehill, but I am open to the possibility that Tannehill can't do it. And sometimes I think people just cannot see that. Let's go to your phones as promised. 615-737-1025. Phone lines are driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Dylan is up next on Jimmy Garoppolo. Thank you for calling the show. Go ahead, Dylan.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. And I do hear you out, Jared. I hear you. But I think it's more about Garoppolo for a couple reasons. That being the one that Belichick wanted to move on from Brady at that point to Garoppolo, and I think he still takes that personally. And I think that, like the 49ers, they kind of blame Garoppolo for losing that Super Bowl. So Brady's sitting here like, you know, if I were your quarterback, I would have won you the Super Bowl. So I think that's kind of what it is. And, of course, in Nashville, we would have all been happy if Brady came here. I mean, deep down, everyone knows he's a better quarterback than Tannehill, but –
That's just my take on it. And, you know, it kind of feels like when Vince Young left and Kerry Collins came in, like, we were just happy we were winning games. We didn't have to worry about the injuries or the indecisiveness. So it feels like Mariota's out and Tannehill's in, sort of like Vince Young was out and then Kerry Collins came in.
That's my take. I appreciate your call, Dylan. The Vince Young thing, I don't think that's really a fair comparison. And I do know what you're saying, but I don't think that that's accurate. I will say this. I do think the fans do a 180 on the Tannehill-Brady discussion. And remember, I was Tannehill over Brady. I will be the first to say this. I think the fans do a 180 if the Titans sign Brady. Like, if the Titans had signed Brady, it would have been like, we've got the greatest quarterback of all time coming to Nashville to pair up with Derrick Henry. We are going to be unbeatable. We are going to be unstoppable. We've got Mike Vrabel and Tom Brady and Derrick Henry. Oh, my goodness, this team, you can't. I think that would have been the way that the fans would have felt.
I think we kind of saw that with Julio as well.
Right, and that's the point. Is Julio is not Tom Brady.
Yes.
You know, that's the, like, this is Tom Brady. And they may have been, like, that sentiment may have been right. Like, Gentry Estes wrote an article, and I like Gentry, but I had to rip his tailpipe when I read this article because it was right after the Super Bowl, after Brady willed Tampa Bay to the Super Bowl, and it was like, no, Titans made the right decision on Tannehill. That was defense that won the Tampa Bay Super Bowl. You know, they had the same defense last year, right? Everybody knows that, right? They have the same defense. Defense. And this year they won the Super Bowl. What am I missing? Oh, Tom Brady. So it just,
But let's say Brady did come to Nashville. Do you think he could have won a Super Bowl with this defense?
Yes, I do. I really do.
No.
I really do. And here's why. Here's why. And this is, and
you are drinking all of the Tom Brady Kool-Aid.
Here's why. Because I think Brady's one of those kind of players. You know, it's like, if Michael Jordan didn't have Scottie Pippen, I still think Michael Jordan would have won at least three NBA titles. You know, Pippen is the only guy who was consistent throughout Jordan's title run. The first title run, he had Horace Grant, and he had John Paxson, and he had all those guys. The second title run, he had Tony Kukoc, and he had Dennis Rodman, and he had Luke Longley, and those guys. Scottie was the only guy throughout. Now, I still think Michael needed Scottie, but I still think Michael, if there wasn't for Scottie, he'd have found somebody else. Because Michael's that good. Because Michael makes your team that much better. And I think Brady is the same way. Now, I don't think Michael Jordan can win with absolute losers. Like, I don't think he could have won with that Patriots offense in 2019 with Ryan Izzo as the tight end. But I do think that the Titans could have won the Super Bowl with Tom Brady. I'm not, would have? I don't know. Because I still worry about, he'd have beaten the Ravens. That is for damn sure. He would have beaten the Ravens. Now, would he have gone on the road to Kansas City or Buffalo and been able to beat them with that Titan defense? That's questionable. But he'd have done better than 165, a touchdown and a pick against the Ravens. That I can promise you. We'll get to your text. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Stillman and Company, we are delivered by TriStar Moving. It's ESPN 1025, The Game, and we're streaming on the Game Nashville app.
One of the teams, and they weren't interested at the very end. I was thinking, you're sticking with that mother...
Everybody laughs. It's like the Friends laugh track was behind it right there. Brady in a tease for HBO's The Shop. I think he's talking about Tannehill. And I have two. Before we get to the text line, Caroline Fenton, you're on the text line. Before we get to the text line, I have two thoughts on what the text line is going to say without having looked at it. One, I think there's going to be a lot of people that are mad at me because they're going to be like, how dare you bring up the possibility that Ryan Tannehill isn't good enough? And two, I think there's a lot of people that are just making the assumption for sure that he's talking about Jimmy Garoppolo and not talking about Ryan Tannehill. And all I will say about the Garoppolo thing, I think he's talking about Tannehill, but I am open to the idea that he's talking about Garoppolo. I will say this, to the best of my knowledge, there's nothing out that any of us know about other than that snippet.
Uh-huh.
Fair?
Fair.
There is nothing you can take from that snippet that you can automatically assume it's Garoppolo.
And there's nothing you can take from that snippet that you can automatically assume it's Tannehill or anyone else.
Sure, but that's why I'm open to the possibility.
But you can use your context clues, yes.
That's why I'm open to the possibility that it is Jimmy G.
I think I'm opposite. I think it's Jimmy G, but I'm very open to the possibility that it's Ryan Tannehill. And to your point that it's Ryan Tannehill, I pulled up this article from ESPN.com dated March 9th, and it said the four most likely teams to give Tom Brady an offer. New England, obviously, the Chargers, the Bucks, and the Tennessee Titans. Most likely to pass were the San Francisco 49ers. So at this point, I believe Tom Brady signed with the Bucks, but March 17th, 18th?
So I want to say it played out like this. Sunday night, Monday was when free agency opened.
Uh-huh.
Sunday night, it was announced Tannehill was going to be re-signed.
Okay.
Monday was the start of free agency, and it was the last day that we worked in the studio before we started doing the show at my house.
Okay.
And that night, I believe Brady released a statement saying that he was leaving the Patriots. Then the next night, which would have been Tuesday, maybe Wednesday.
Let's pull up a calendar here.
He announced that he was going to the Bucs. So it was all quick, but it really wasn't. Like, it wasn't quick by NFL standards. Quick by NFL standards is Jonnu Smith signing a $50 million contract 5 minutes into free agency. That's quick. Like, again, I think it was Tannehill signs on Sunday. Brady announces on Monday night or Tuesday night he's not coming back. The next day he announces he's going to Tampa Bay.
So Tuesday
maybe?
Would be
the 18th, maybe? March 18th?
I think that's probably right.
You'll have to look at the calendar.
Tuesday was March 17th. Wednesday was March 18th.
Okay.
Okay.
I remember that because it was like very beginning of COVID.
Right.
So to Ian's point, he did say it was right at the end of this process. So this article came out at ESPN.com on March 9th. Tennessee was still a big contender for Tom Brady. A week later, he signs with Tampa Bay.
Ian, if you could go back and find the Robinson on Brady at the combine, like I don't think this was an accident that the Titans used the Brady. I mean, the Titans were so non-committal, even behind the scenes, about Brady or Tannehill, that they were using Brady, now that we know how it played out, they were using Brady for leverage on Tannehill. Now, did they maximize their leverage? I don't know. I think where the Titans really wished things had broken their way is I think they had wished that they had come to the deal with Derrick Henry, that they could have used the franchise tag as leverage on Derrick Henry, gotten Derrick to sign the deal that Derrick signed, which is a below market deal for Derrick Henry, but they had the franchise tag for leverage, and then used the tag on Jack Conklin. And then they would have had all three guys. I think that's what the Titans wanted. They had no interest in Logan Ryan anymore. They had no interest in Jarrell Casey anymore. But I think that is what they probably wanted to do. And then Derrick Henry screwed it up by not agreeing to a deal, and they decided Henry over Conklin, which I agree with, especially when they had Kelly, who once Conklin, as soon as Conklin signed with the Browns, Kelly re-signed with the Titans. But I think that they purposely used that leverage play of using Brady against Tannehill. I think they did. I mean, again, Ryan Tannehill, we played the clip in the last segment. Ryan Tannehill was asked how he was affected by all the Tom Brady talk, and he just rambled on for a minute without saying really anything other than, yeah, you know, I just kind of believed in myself and I believed in those close to me and I couldn't pay attention to it. And it was just rambling. And it wasn't like I was worried about it. It wasn't like a direct answer that tells you how he felt. And that's where I think the Titans got what they wanted. They just didn't think Brady was going to go win the Super Bowl.
And it's hard to ramble about something that isn't living in your head.
I think it's easy to ramble about, or I think it's hard to ramble about something, or easy to ramble about something when it's not the truth. Like, I don't think anybody rambles unless you lose your train of thought. Like, I'll get distracted talking about something else,
uh-huh,
and then come back to it. But I don't, Ryan Tannehill doesn't talk like that. So I think he rambled because he wasn't going
because he cared about it.
This is what John Robinson said last year when he was asked if he had talks with Tom Brady's camp.
Did you ever have any kind of conversation with Tom Brady's camp? No, I mean, we signed Tannehill.
That's it.
Oh, okay.
So, but if you even go back to the combine, he was like, oh, yeah, we want Derrick Henry here for years to come. Tannehill, we'll have to see where that goes. And I'm like, that was such a leverage play in hindsight. What's the text line say?
So this texter said, this is not a name that I had heard. A texter said, Rivers is a hated quarterback because no one talks more trash. Combine that with Brady's rivalry with Indianapolis. I think it's Indian Rivers. Philip Rivers signed with Indianapolis after Tom Brady, if I'm not mistaken. And Tom Brady said in that clip, you're sticking with that MFR. So unless Tom Brady knew that Indianapolis was going to sign Philip Rivers and it didn't become official until after he had signed with Tampa Bay, I think that his verbiage kind of insinuates that it was someone who had been the starting quarterback for that team previously.
I'm not sure Brady had interest in Indianapolis. Like, what's special about Indy? And on top of that, like, I know Brady wanted to come here in my heart. I know Brady wanted to go to San Francisco. Those are places where I can draw the obvious conclusions.
Right.
I think the Indianapolis thing was kind of like, yeah, Tom really don't want to go there. And they don't really want Tom. They want Rivers. So it's like, okay, fine. Yeah. All right. You go over there. You go over there. I think Tom didn't want Tampa Bay until he realized it was either Tampa Bay or the Patriots. Like Tampa Bay, the Chargers, or the Patriots. And he wasn't going back to the Patriots.
Right.
And I don't think he could have done that. What's next?
Ben texted in and said, Ryan has played well enough here, and Jimmy G went to a Super Bowl. Brady wouldn't talk bad about them now. Maybe at that time he would, but I bet he's referring to someone young that some dumb team picked over him. Basically, I think he's talking about someone who was more unanimously bad.
So this would go back to the Daniel Jones point.
Yes.
So we just briefly touched on this for a second, which was like that clip we played last segment, which was I sent them a poll we ran where 68% of the vote said Tannehill over Brady. And they were like, what's wrong with all these people? It was because there was a poll run in New York where Giant fans said Daniel Jones over Brady. And I could see Brady looking at Daniel Jones. Again, the tone I get when Brady says MF-er is, that guy sucks. And so when it comes to Tannehill, could I see Brady thinking Tannehill sucks? Yeah, I could. Could I see Brady thinking that Jimmy G sucks? Yeah, I could. I mean, I'm sure Brady thinks Daniel Jones sucks. Like, I don't want to say there's no doubt in my mind. I mean, there's very little doubt in my mind that Brady probably thinks Daniel Jones sucks. So it could be, again, talking about a team that went with a young quarterback who's not established. I don't think it's about a draft pick. Like, I don't think it's about the Dolphins wanting to go with Tua or the Bengals wanting to go with Burrow. Because
why would he care about a draft pick?
I don't think he wanted to go to either of those teams. Daniel Jones is the one wild card. I highly doubt Brady reached out to the Jets.
No, and he's not talking about Justin Herbert.
And remember, Scott Zolak, who's backup quarterback of the Patriots back in the day, like back when Parcells was the coach. Scott Zolak does the midday show and calls the games for the Patriots. And I remember Zolak at one point saying, New York Giants. Like, matter-of-factly saying, Brady, New York Giants. And so, perhaps, Brady's camp, Brady and Giselle live in New York. We know Giselle wasn't happy in Foxborough. Maybe that was, okay, let's call the Giants. Joe Judge, former Patriot coach, let's call the Giants. Let's go there. We called the Giants. They said they're interested in Daniel Jones, and I think he sucks. That is possible. That is plausible. But again, if we're talking percentages, and I'm giving Jimmy G 15% of the chance, I'm giving Daniel Jones like 2.5% of the chance in order for that to be anything.
Yeah, and I don't think the Giants were in, and it could be totally wrong, I don't think that the Giants were even in conversation that late in the process.
No, they stink.
Right. I think that it was a possibility in the beginning. I think every team was kind of hyping up the fact that they could possibly land Brady, but I don't think the Giants, as Tom Brady mentioned in that clip, you know, late in the process, I don't think the Giants were ever that realistic of a team that late in the process.
What's next?
Matt texted in and said, this is funny, I'm going to laugh when Ryan Tannehill beats Tom Brady in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I hope he's right.
I mean...
I hope he's right. I mean, let me... I have such a hard time, like, because it's almost like it's splitting hairs.
Uh-huh.
But differentiating what I mean in my belief of Tannehill, like, do I like Tannehill? Yeah, I do. I think Tannehill's a good leader. I think Tannehill's got a good arm. I think Tannehill gets the game. I think Tannehill is an advanced quarterback. I think you can win big games with Tannehill. I think you can. I like Tannehill. Do I think the Tennessee Titans can win a Super Bowl, which would mean either having to have just a ferocious defense, which we know they don't have, and we're assuming they're not going to have, or going on the road and having to knock off Mahomes or Josh Allen or Justin Herbert if they get good, or beating Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady in a Super Bowl? And I can't get there yet. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Stillman and Company. Speaking of championships, Vanderbilt did something. I think tonight Vandy is playing for their shot at the national title. I will explain that next. But I think Vanderbilt did something on Saturday that is the hallmark of a championship team. That's next. Stillman and Company. It's ESPN 102.5 The Game.